Yevamis Yerushalmi corresponding to Yevamis Bavli Daf Yud Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Hey Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Mishnah taught that these exempt their soris and the soros of their soris and the soros of their soros, etc., forever from chalitza or yibum. Vekulam imesu oimianu oiniskaushu oishinimsu alonios soriseim mutoris. If any of these died, they did miyum, which means they annulled a drabonon marriage, was divorced, or was found to be an einless, because a girl does not develop like a normal female. The soris are permitted, means obligated to do yibum or chalitza with shimon or another brother. Mion and being found to be einless do not apply to the mother and grandmother of Shimon's wife, because mion must be before adulthood, and a minor cannot give birth, and an einless cannot have children. The Gemara says of Yochanan Omar, "Mema'enes hi beyovim la'akor zikas hameis lahatitzora la'avia v'kala lechamer." Birchen said that she can do mion on her yovam to abrut zika of the meis, to permit the sorrow to her father, means if she fell to yibum to her father, without mion the sorrow is forbidden due to sorrow's erva. And even when she's not erva to the, an erva to the yovam, permit the daughter-in-law herself to her father-in-law. Rav Rushim ben Lokesh, Trihoin Amrin, Enim Ma'enes, be yovam la'akor zika sameis, la'atid sorrow, la'aviyo la'kala lechamea. Rav Mish Lokish said she cannot do Mion to her Yavam, to Avut Zika of the Mace, to permit the Sarah to her father and daughter, and the daughter-in-law to her father-in-law. Rav Rishim Ben Lokish, Kabe Shammai, Debe Shammai, Omrim, Baval. They asked the Gemara, well, do Rav and Mish Lokish hold like Rav Shammai? Rav Shammai said that she cannot do Mion to her Yavam, only to her husband. Man and Kaimin, the Gemara asked, well, what's the case? In by Merith, Efshi, if she says, I don't desire marriage to you and not to marriage to your dead brother, then all agree that she uproots it. And then she's saying, and then she says to the Yavam, I do not desire marriage to you, but I desire the marriage to your brother, all agree that she does not uproot. Ella Canaan and Kaiman but Emeris should say E F she Benasuin. Answered rather that the case is that she said I do not desire marriage at all. Vyukan Omar, Kurt Imeris should say E F she Loi Benasu Echa Vulabinasui Achecha. Vyukan says is as if she says I don't desire marriage to you and not the marriage to your brother. Rav Rushim Menokish Trion Amrin should say Kurt Imeris E F she Benasu Echa of Benasui Achecha Waitsani. And Rav Mish Lokish said that it's this, she says, I don't desire marriage to you, but I do desire the marriage to your brother. But the Gemara asks, well, our Mishnah argues with Rav Yochanan. If any of these died, the Niyun was divorced or was found to be an Einless, the Sois are permitted. Is divorced not from her husband? Surely it is. Likewise, did Mion mean from him, from her husband, and not to the other? Tani, Rabbi Chiya, Cain, Emiano, and Iskaushu, Bechayabal, Soiseim, Mutoris, La'achamis, Abal, Soiseim, Choltes, Vloy, Misyabmes. The Gemara asked the second question. Rabbi Chiya taught, unlike Rabbi Yochanan, because he said if they did Mion or were divorced in the husband's lifetime, the Soros are permitted. If they did Mion after the husband died, then the Soros do Chalitza, and not Yibum. I'm Rabbi Yudan, Aviv, the Rebbe, Matanya, should say, Tipate, Shemesu, Vlemianu, Masnisa, Kodji, Ayachoyla, Lema'en, Vlemiana, Sarasa, Choyletus, Vlemisia, Vemes. Rabbi Yudan, the father of Matanya, answered that the cases that the widows died and did not do Mion, advice means that anyone who could have done Mion, but did not do it, has Sarah, does Chalitza, and not Yibam. Kain Masnisa, Kod, Ayachoyla, Lema'en, Vlemiana, Amesa, Sarasa, Choyletus, Vlemisia, Vemes. So we have to explain the Mishnah. A later Mishnah that says that anyone who could have done Mion but did not do Mion and she died had Sarah does Chalitza and not Yibam. Amar Rabbi Abba, Mari, Afila Tema, Bekayemes, Tipata She'en, Sham Yavam Acher, Ela Avia. Rabbi Abba Mari gives a second answer. You can even say that in the Mishnah and Baisa she is alive, the case of the only Yavam is her father. Then Mion to the Yavam doesn't help because at the time she fell, the Sarah looked like Sarah's elder. Viona Amar Dovad, Mina Irsin. The Yehuda said that if she was found to be an idleness, Yitzhara is permitted. This is only from Eusin. Simply the Kedushin was mistaken and invalid. However, if she was a Nesua, Yitzhara is forbidden. Rabbi Yosef Amar Afmin and Nesuin, whereas Rabbi Yosef says it's even from Nesuin. The Machzira Tanina Chazal by Rabbi Yosef. The next time he learned Yeromus, Rabbi Yosef retracted to say like Rabbi Yonah. Amalei Rabbi Pinchas Leikein Alfen Rabbi Min Nesuin. Rabbi Pinchas said, did you not teach us even from Nesuin? Amalei Vehi Kavua Gabeich Kemasmara. Rabbi Yosef said, is it fixed you like a nail that I can't retract? Am Rabbi Zur, Kami Rabbi Mana, Yos, Am Rabbi Yosef Ad Lai Yachzaba, in a bitter min nesuin, but lay idleness, sarasa asura, mutation yotosif, la idleness, sarasa muteris. Rabbi Zura asked Rabbi Mana, why did Rabbi Pinchas object? Did Rabbi Yosef say properly before he retracted? If his daughter from nesuin was not an idleness, her tzara is forbidden, because there is added in another reason to forbid Yibam that she is an idleness, yes, her tzara permitted. Amalei idleness, kami she'ena ba'olam. Rav Mana answered that an idleness is if she's not in the world means she was considered never married. Elu shtei yivomis achas idleness v'achas shena idleness uva hayavam v'chalotzla v'alea shemepata v'chavelta klum. If there are two yivomis, one is an idleness and one is not an idleness, and the yavam did chalitza to the idleness or had relations with her, does it exempt her tzara at all? Avi idleness kemi she'ena ba'olam. So we infer that an idleness is it's as if she's not in the world.